வெல்கம் டு சர்ஜிக்கல் எஜுகேட்டர் பாட்காஸ்ட், யுவர் பாட்காஸ்ட் ஃபார் சர்ஜிக்கல் நாலேஜ். ஐ ஆம் யுவர் ஹோஸ்ட் ஆர் மாஸ்டர் ஆஃப் செரிமனி, அண்ட் டுடே வி ஆர் எக்ஸ்ப்ளோரிங் எ காமன் எட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் இஷ்யூ இன் சர்ஜரி, தட் இஸ் அக்யூட் அப்டமன் அண்ட் அப்டமினல் பெயின். திஸ் டாபிக் இஸ் ஃபண்டமெண்டல் for medical students and surgical trainees alike. Joining us today is Professor Dr. Selvaraj, an experienced general and pediatric surgeon. Welcome, Dr. Selvaraj. Thank you for having me, MC. I am excited to discuss this important topic. What is acute abdomen, doctor, and why is it significant? Well, acute abdomen refers to the sudden onset of severe abdominal pain of more than 6 hours and which is not relieved by any masses, often indicating a serious underlying condition that requires urgent evaluation and management, most probably surgical intervention. It's significant because it can be caused by a wide range of pathologies, some of which may be life-threatening if not promptly addressed. Well explained, doctor. Can you describe the abdominal quadrants and the organs within them? Of course. The abdomen is divided into 4 quadrants and 9 regions. They are the right upper quadrant, the left upper quadrant, right lower quadrant, and left lower quadrant. The 9 regions are: number 1, right hypochondrium or right upper quadrant; 2, epigastrium, left hypochondrium; number 4, right lumbar region; number 5, umbilical region; number 6, left lumbar region; number 7, right iliac fossa; number 8, hypogastrium; and number 9, left iliac fossa. Organs within each quadrant include: right upper quadrant consists liver, gallbladder, right kidney, and part of the pancreas; left upper quadrant stomach, spleen, left kidney, and part of the pancreas; right lower quadrant it consists appendix, cecum, right ovary and fallopian tube in females, and right ureter; left lower quadrant sigmoid colon, rectum, left ovary and fallopian tube in females, and left ureter. Very well explained, doctor. What are the pathological causes for abdominal pain? Well, abdominal pain can be caused by various pathological conditions including: number 1, inflammation of a viscous, example acute appendicitis, acute cholecystitis, and acute pancreatitis, all are infection with inflammation. Number 2, perforation of a viscous, could be gastric and duodenal ulcer perforation, ileal perforation, or even colonic perforation. Number 3, obstruction of a viscous. This could be small bowel obstruction or large bowel obstruction like sigmoid volvulus. Infarction of a viscous because of mesenteric vascular ischemia. Number 5, intra-abdominal hemorrhage or retroperitoneal hemorrhage. In case of, if it is intra-abdominal hemorrhage, example is splenic rupture because of trauma. Retroperitoneal hemorrhage, example is hemorrhagic pancreatitis. Number 6, extra-abdominal or medical causes for acute abdominal pain like lower lobe pneumonia and inferior wall MI. In both these cases, because it is involving the lower lobe of the lung or the inferior wall of the heart, that will irritate the diaphragm. So this pain, that is the C4, will be referred to anywhere in the abdomen. Very well explained, doctor. How do you approach the history taking in abdominal pain? Abdominal pain is the commonest symptom in the surgical wards. So, history taking is crucial and should include the following questions, for which you can use the mnemonic Socrates. S is sight. You have to ask which region or which quadrant is having the pain. O is answer. When did the pain start? C is characteristic feature, whether the pain is sharp, dull or heavy, etc. R is radiation. Example is urinary colic, in which the pain will be radiating from the groin, from the loin to the groin. And A is associated symptoms and signs. So you have to ask what other symptoms are present and associated with the pain. Ask, do they also have nausea and or vomiting? T is timing. Does it happen at specific times of the day or is it constant? That also you have to ask. E is exacerbating and alleviating factor. That is, what makes their pain better or worse. Finally, S is severity, where we have to use the Wong-Baker facial analog pain scale, that is from 1 to 10. What are the various types of abdominal pain, doctor? Yes, abdominal pain can present in various ways, including number 1, colicky pain, which is intermittent and crampy, often associated with bowel obstruction or renal colic. Number 2, visceral pain, dull and poorly localized, often due to stretching or distension of hollow organs. Number 3, somatic pain or peritoneal pain, originate from the abdominal wall and parietal peritoneum. It is sharper and more distinct, better localized, indicating irritation of the peritoneum as seen in peritonitis. Number 4, referred pain. Pain felt in a location distant from the source of pathology, such as shoulder pain with diaphragmatic irritation. Example, pain felt at left shoulder in case of splenic rupture. And number 5, shifting pain. Example, the periumbilical pain shifting to right lower quadrant in case of acute appendicitis. The pain will be totally shifting from the umbilicus to the right lower quadrant. Number 6, radiating pain. Example, pain radiating from loin to groin in case of urinary colic. Very well explained, doctor. How do you assess the severity of abdominal pain? Severity can be assessed using a pain scale, but it is also important to consider other factors like the patient's vital signs, general appearance, and response to pain management. Red flags include severe pain out of proportion to physical findings, signs of peritonitis like guarding and rebound tenderness, and hemodynamic instability. The Wong-Baker visual analog pain score is from 1 to 10. 1 to 4 is mild pain, 5 to 7 is moderate pain, and 8 to 10 is severe pain. Well explained, doctor. What signs are associated with abdominal pain? Signs associated with abdominal pain include, number 1, guarding. That is, voluntary contraction of the abdominal muscles by the patient to avoid the painful experience in case of inflammatory conditions like acute appendicitis, acute cholecystitis, and acute pancreatitis. Number 2, rebound tenderness, pain that worsens when pressure is released after palpation, for example, in acute appendicitis, in McBurney point, you can elicit this rebound tenderness. Number 3, rigidity, that is involuntary muscle contraction indicating peritoneal irritation or perforative peritonitis. Number 4, psoas sign, pain with passive extension of the right hip suggestive of retrocecal appendicitis. Number 5, Murphy sign, that is inspiratory arrest with deep palpation of the right upper quadrant with enormous tenderness in the right upper quadrant, indicating acute cholecystitis. Very well explained, doctor. Thank you, Professor Dr. Selvaraj, for providing valuable insights into acute abdomen and abdominal pain. This information is crucial for medical professionals in their clinical practice. It has been a pleasure, MC, and I hope our discussion helps our audience to better understand and manage patients with acute abdomen, that is abdominal pain. Absolutely, doctor. To our listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of Surgical Educator Podcast on Introduction of Acute Abdomen. In the subsequent weeks, we will explore the various causes for acute abdomen in detail, one by one. Keep exploring the world of surgery by listening all our other episodes also in our Surgical Educator Podcast to keep you informed. And until next time, stay curious. Bye-bye.